I think it was just a commercial thing, really.
Accepted.
I mean, Ray and I were basically BBC writers, but then after the time we stopped working together, our last few years were virtually entirely with the ITV.
Mm. Well, with ITV, you used to look down on them, really, if truth were known, as not being as good at anything as the BBC. But the other thing is, from our point of view as writers, we did not like the idea of our show being split up by adverts. No one liked that. That's why you always had to have cliffhangers in those days, so that the first half ended on a cliffhanger that would make you come back to that station after the adverts. Yeah. To see what happened. Mm. Anyway, on the BBC you didn't quite have 30 minutes, you had about 29 minutes. On ITV you had about 25 minutes, I suppose, something like that. And for a sitcom, wasn't enough really. So we had no desire to go to the ITV.
Mm.
And we didn't. We did for certain things later on, years after.
Yeah. Would there be...
In the height of it, no. Mm.
Would there have been much rivalry between the executives, or that came out into the open, particularly between, say, London Weekend, ITV, BBC?
Between the various...
The executives, as opposed to...
Of the various ITV shows?
Mm.
Well, I will assume so. I mean, only working for the BBC, we just concentrated on our end of it.
Mm.
But I've no doubt. I mean, the interesting thing was with ITV, they were so, well, I was going to say disorganised, but maybe it was deliberate, was the fact that they didn't have what we call network productions. In other words, you'd write a show, or a show would be written, and it wouldn't be broadcast at the same time. So London Weekend would broadcast it from 8 to 8.30, Granada 8.30 to 9, Newcastle, Tyne Tees on a different night. So consequently, it was very difficult to get a rating overall, which would give you an idea of how really popular and successful it was.
Really?
Mm. Which seemed to me a most stupid way of going about, because the BBC's, didn't work that way.
Mm.
So in those days, the BBC were always top of the, at least certainly with comedy, always top of the ratings. Mm. We did a couple of series for ITV towards the later years in the 70s, which just did not get a network showing. Which, it's like trying to run a race with one leg. But with the BBC, that didn't occur. The other thing about it, as Ray's already said, the difficulty from our point of view was developing characters and developing storylines. It was in 23 minutes you used to get on ITV as opposed to about 28 minutes on BBC. That's 6 minutes. Mm. It's a long time in half an hour.
Mm.
And particularly with shows like Steptoe. And I would think with shows like this new one with Dawn French and Alfred Molina, it's a half hour of musings, which you need time to develop it.
Mm, mm.
BBC, ITV, it's more, bang, bang, get it going.
Fit into the adverts.
There you go.
Yeah.